Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, January 27th, 2016 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Rob today continued his series of diaries related to PowerShell. The latest installation of this series talks about how to take Nmap's XML output and essentially with PowerShell process it further. Pretty interesting if you keep running Nmap and get confused and frustrated by Nmap's output, in particular if you're scanning a larger network. And then we got a more car hacking story. This time it's the CD player that is vulnerable and can be used to take over the car. Now, the way this works is that an attacker would have to insert a malicious CD into the player and then exploit a vulnerability in the CD player's software that in turn is connected to the car's control systems, and then malware can be injected into the car's control system to accept remote control commands from the cellular connection that you find now in a lot of cars. Now, the paper here it goes with this article kind of points out that it's actually not that easy to keep all of these networks separate, in part because you, for example, do have values about the engine and shots being displayed on the same screen, where you do have, for example, the entertainment system display its setting. So the different networks have to be somewhat interconnected, and also the cell phone connection, of course, is often used for remote diagnostic or even features like remote start the car. So that makes those connections fundamentally able to do things like affect the engine. Yes, in this case, the hacker does need to have actual physical access to the car in order to inject the CD. Last year, there was a similar exploit against the entertainment system that actually used digital radio transmissions and malicious pictures that were injected into the car's entertainment system. Overall, that exploit worked similar in the sense that it used the car's entertainment system to inject malicious code into the car's control network. About 2 years ago, I think it was, when Comcast announced that it will use customer premise equipment, which is essentially the modem that they install in your house, as a public Wi-Fi access point. And since then, most of these modems have actually been enabled as wireless access points. Here from my office, I probably get three or four different of these access points that are trying to get me to connect to them. There are really two different problems here. First of all, there is the issue where your modem now becomes a public access point. So is there a possibility for someone to connect to your access point and then affect your network? Haven't really seen any sort of real exploit in that direction. However, what has been done is sort of the other way around, where you have malicious access points that claim to be the Comcast or whatever access point and then steal users' credentials. Well, since Comcast has started doing it, lots of other ISPs have started doing it as well. For example, in England now, about half of the public Wi-Fi access points are some kind of home router being turned into an access point. And according to a study just released by Juniper, one in three home Wi-Fi routers are expected to be a hotspot by 2017. A lot of users never realize that this is what's going on, and as a result, of course, never turn off this feature. Now, I would expect that most people who listen to this podcast do realize that you can't trust an ISP like Comcast to configure your device correctly. You have to even be careful with devices that you purchased, because as part of the provisioning, the ISP typically has to push configurations to your device. And of course, with that, they may also do things like enable wireless access features. And then we continue to keep hearing about companies who incur large losses due to business email compromise. This is where an attacker typically is able to compromise a CEO's or other high-ranking company official's email account. They first listen in, learn how the business works, and then they inject emails claiming to be the CEO and initiate wire transfers to the criminal's bank account. The latest two large cases here is, first of all, a manufacturer of airplane parts, FAC AG. They lost 50 million euro to such a scheme, and then a bank in Belgium did lose 70 million euro. In particular, I was a little bit surprised by the bank in Belgium. It apparently took them quite a while to realize that they lost all the money. It took an internal audit actually to uncover the loss. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.